Hey friends, it's Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Anthony Howe talking about Kubernetes and Helm, and then also ACS. What is ACS?
ACS is Azure Container Service. Mm-hmm. That's developed by our team here at Microsoft, and we are an open solution that delivers Kubernetes, DCOS, and Swarm. Enables the building of those clusters for customers.
So Kubernetes, DCOS, and Swarm are all competing with each other?
They're all, if somebody new coming to the container space, mm-hmm. they search on the web, they'll find the three most popular orchestrators right now are DCOS, Kubernetes, and Swarm. Mm-hmm. And we've chosen those three, so whichever one they want to jump in, dive into, and explore, they can come to ACS, and within 5 to 10 minutes, they have a running cluster with those solutions, and they can just play.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. That is fewer minutes than I would expect it would take me locally.
Yeah. I think if you were to go just using regular VMs on Azure, it would take, I think, about 2 weeks to get one of these clusters set up because they're quite complicated. They're a big distributed application with workers and masters.
Okay, so then Azure has made the best practices, has encapsulated the best practices in templates that are well understood. Azure knows how to set these up so that they are production ready.
Exactly. We have months and months of learning of how to write the best templates with the best scaling against Azure Storage, against the VMs. We've encapsulated all that knowledge in a single template that starts your cluster in 5 minutes.
Very cool. And I love that I don't have any PowerPoints here. It's going to be demos, right?
It's all demos today, so no PowerPoints. But
I love it. Man after my own heart.
so the after someone has explored Docker and they've found their orchestrator and they've chosen Kubernetes as their orchestrator, the next thing, and they've installed it on Azure Container Service, next question that comes to their mind is, what do I run on this? So the folks at Deis have just recently released Helm. Helm was started in 2015, but was just released in February as an incubator project, or from the Kubernetes incubator project. And what Helm enables is it enables the Kubernetes community to create applications and share their application definitions in these application bundles called charts.
Okay.
And so you can think, everybody can think of Helm as apt for Debian or Chocolaty for Windows, with the difference that instead of working with applications on a single machine, it deploys the application across the cluster of machines.
Okay, so if I say Choco install Foo and I bring Foo down, I can set it up on my laptop.
Yeah.
But if I say Helm whatever, and I don't know, not WordPress, but something big and complicated, it's the big and complicated and distributed that gets done for me.
Exactly. So some of these applications have a back-end database and they have multiple front-ends, all this complicated setup. That's all described in a Helm chart.
Nice.
And you do something very similar. It's Helm install, and it deploys it onto the cluster within minutes because it uses Docker, so it's using Docker Hub and putting that all together.
It reminds me a little bit of like Azure Resource Templates, but it is at a kind of a slightly higher level because it's running within an orchestrator.
Exactly. And one additional difference from Azure Resource Templates is Helm is with a template you fire and forget. With Helm, Helm helps you manage your application lifecycle.
Oh, so it's not a one-time and go away.
It's not a one-time thing and go away. You can continuously upgrade your application. And also, if you have trouble during the upgrade, you just roll back to the previous version.
Nice.
Helm helps you with that, all that management.
That makes it more like apt in your example.
That makes it more like apt in my example. Yeah.
All right, cool. Correct. Let's see some magic.
So let's dive in. Here's another site I want to show you. KubeApps was also an additional announcement in February. KubeApps is a web UI on top of the public Helm charts. So if you look at Helm charts, they're hosted in GitHub under Kubernetes charts, and under this directory here, you can see the various applications. Actually, not very nice to look at, so they said, well, let's create another open source project called Monocular, and this was a team of Deis and Bitnami.
It's a hard, a lot of complicated names to remember.
Yeah, a lot of complicated. So they said, let's not worry the people about this website, and we're going to bundle that all up in Cube Apps.
Right. So it's like Azure Marketplace, except it's for people who use Kubernetes and want to run their things in a cluster.
Exactly.
Very cool.
So so you go through here, you can see it gives the status of each of the projects.
Yeah, and I recognize some of these names. You've got GitLab, the Community Edition, Ghost, it's a great blog, Jenkins, Joomla, Memcached, yeah, all of our favorites.
Yeah, so one of my favorites, Nginx, of course. And let's drill into this project and we'll go about installing this project.
All right, good deal.
So here's the Nginx. This is nice. It displays description of Nginx. If you're impatient and just want to get going, you can just type helm install Nginx ingress. This Nginx ingress is actually really useful because this is the solution we recommend to customers as being the front end to your application. And this is where all the SSL termination would occur.
So this is an edge-appropriate web server?
Yeah, edge-appropriate. You configure it through these configuration options, and it goes to explain. Hmm. And these use the config map feature of Kubernetes. So Helm integrates really nicely with Kubernetes.
As a .NET person, it makes me think how I could now make an ASP.NET Core application, put it into a container, put it into Kubernetes, scale it out, have various responsibilities, various microservices, and then front the whole thing with Nginx ingress.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. Great. So let's dive into this. So the easiest way to install Helm is just running this curl command. Just bringing up the right window. Once you've installed your Azure Container Service cluster, Kubernetes through Azure Container Service, you can see you have your cluster of nodes here, get nodes. We have two nodes right here. Mm-hmm. So we don't have Helm though. So we're going to install Helm. Helm is two parts. It's a CLI and a server.
Okay.
So we're going to get the CLI. The CLI is named Helm.
Sure.
We're just going to use this command. This is available on ACS demos. We'll provide the link on the bottom.
That took no time at all?
Yeah, so now we have Helm. Helm CLI gives the commands. Now we're going to, the first thing we have to do, there's no server yet, so we have to go Helm in.
Can Helm install itself, its server?
Yeah, it can. So it just Helm it in it, and that'll cause a deploy of an application right on Kubernetes.
Nice.
Really cool. So Helm in it. So I did cheat already. Tiller is the Helm server is already running that you see right there.
But it would have made Tiller, which is the name of the server.
Tiller is the name of the server. It would have deployed. It deploys really quickly, just like this.
It does feel like I need a glossary of some kind to keep track of all the names.
Yeah. Tiller. You don't. Once you've done Helm in it, you don't worry about it anymore.
Excellent.
And now you. Let's go back to our Cube Apps.
Yep.
We're gonna grab our too long don't read command.
Yep.
And we are going to run that.
Very familiar to anyone who's used really any package manager at all.
And now it's running, it's installing. So kube ctl get pods. We can see here it's installing the ingress front end and actually a default back end.
So two different containers.
Two different containers, yeah.
Hmm.
The back end container is not going to be very exciting, as I'll show in this upcoming demo. The other thing you'll see here is it's installing a service.
Mm-hmm.
Kubernetes service is how you get your application exposed to the world through a public IP.
Okay. And just to be clear, so people are clear, this is all on Azure right now.
This is all running on Azure, yeah. So what you can see here, the external IP, it shows pending. Pending means it's going out to Azure. It's saying, give me a public IP. That usually takes about 2 minutes to do. While we wait for this to come up, let's grab, there's another favorite app I had, and that was DocuWiki. That's right here, DocuWiki.
Yeah.
And I have a command to install that.
And that, of course, has parameters like username and password and things like that.
Yeah, so this one I'm actually configuring a lot more parameters. Mm-hmm. This is illustrating the config map feature of Kubernetes. So I'm doing a very similar command to this one above
here. I see. And those are name value pairs. So if you wanted to, you could pass in a pre-populated YAML file with those name value pairs. If you didn't want to pass them in the command line.
Yeah, exactly. You can, and then that's how you configure your application, and that's basically what you would do with a CI/CD system.
Okay.
We will run.
Maybe we'll make DocuWiki 3.
We will make DocuWiki 3.
Nothing wrong with that. It's amazing how impossibly fast these things are. They're very asynchronous. Mm-hmm. You're not sitting around waiting for that command line to return. It just goes, I've set the job. Rest assured, it's being done for you in the background. And then you go back and look at your kube pods to see how
exactly.
Things are doing.
Exactly. Kubectl services.
Services.
And get services. And we should see our first service created. It's still not created yet, so let's just dive in to, I want to dive in to show how easy it is to create one of these packages yourself.
Okay.
So the other thing, Helm has initial package. So let's just create an application called MyApp. And Helm, Helm package.
Helm create package.
Yeah, thank you. Helm create.
Helm create the name of the thing.
Yeah, Helm create, and we'll create a package called MyApp.
So that's kind of setting this folder up for success.
Correct. All so right. if you do a find here, you'll notice some important files. The first important file is the chart.yaml, mm-hmm. and chart.yaml it's a manifest. Describes the app. The values.yaml are the values that you pass to this application, and much mm-hmm. like what you were just saying earlier, you can just pass the values into Helm,
right.
and it'll automatically apply them to configure your app. And then under the templates are the regular YAML template files. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then once you've configured your app, you can now easily Helm package. Let's grab the command.
Helm package and the name of the thing you were packaging?
Correct.
So my app.
My app.
And this is, and even though I am not a Kubernetes person and I am less so a Linux person, it's been 20 years. But I do NuGet packages, and I've done NPM packages. To create a package, you need the manifest, you need that bill of lading that describes how that package will be set up. This will, of course, turn into a zipped-up tar file. Yeah. A NuGet package is just a zip file, same as with NPM. So if you're familiar with any package manager, you'll feel quite comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. It's very easy to use.
Very intuitive.
Exactly, very intuitive to create. Mm-hmm. You'll see here I've now...
So you're installing a blank
Helm
thing.
Install. It installs Nginx again.
That's cool.
Nginx, I think, is the Hello World app of large clusters.
You can't have too many instances of Nginx.
Like this. So now we Helm list, and you can see we have our applications all deployed. And this is from the Helm CLI here, you manage your application. So let's just go check out...
So you're saying kubectl get.
So we'll get our services here and uh-huh. just see if these ones have finished. And as we can see, our DocuWiki has finished, and so has our Nginx controller. We'll just take one of these to show the example. And
it's nice that you're not having to think about that. Like it talked to ACS, it talked to Azure, it got you that public IP address. There's a lot of
it set up the load balancer for you. All that was done behind the scenes for you. Yeah, and now you have your wiki that you can share to people around the world.
Doesn't it, this might be a little bit weird or personal, but isn't it just kind of weird that you're at Microsoft talking about Nginx and Kubernetes and all these kind of things? Like, it works exactly as it should, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's enabling us to do the open technologies that make us happen. happy on a cloud that just happens to be a Microsoft cloud.
Exactly. Well, that's a great thing. We love open source, and we love running this on Azure, and as you can see, it runs really well.
Yeah, it does. It was disturbingly fast how quickly you got that set up.
Exactly. These containers install, download fast, and everything sets up quick.
So you showed us how I can pull that from a container registry, or a registry of applications. I can make these myself. I can package up existing apps, my own apps that I wrote, my favorite apps. Where can I learn more about this product?
So you can learn more about Helm and other demos like this on github.com/azure/acs-demos.
Let's show me that GitHub and we'll end there. And there we go.
Here's the...
So it's in the Azure org on GitHub, github.com/azure/acs-demos. And you've got demos for Docker, for ACS, for DCOS, and especially for Kubernetes.
And the Helm instructions that I went through here today will be in there.
And there's a whole ecosystem out there of friendly community people that are excited about Kubernetes. And now it runs great on Azure.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much, Scott.
We're learning all about Kubernetes here on Azure Friday.